You're telling me you're in a fight with your man, and you say, "Babe, I just don't even want to talk anymore. Give me some space." And he actually gives you space.
I don't suppose that the outcome of this little scenario is that the woman was pleased that the man listened to what she had to say, respected her wishes, and gave her that needed space, is it?
Like, obviously I want to talk.
Based on what? The words that one used? Oh, no, wait. This is one of those instances when men are actually supposed to be mind readers and know what some women actually mean instead of the words that actually come out of their mouth.
Like, obviously, I want you to, like, be like, no, like, we're talking.
Then, obviously, a person should use the words that they actually mean to express their feelings, wants, and desires. What a fantastical idea.
Do you, like... Was I not clear?
No, in point of fact, one was being the very opposite of clear. One was not only being vague, but acting in such an infantile manner as to seemingly encourage men in some cases to completely disregard what some women have to say when it comes to their wants and needs. Oh yes, I couldn't see what could go possibly wrong with that.
Why don't women care about our loneliness? We have a male loneliness epidemic in this country.
Yes, we do. But let's hear more.
Because you literally hate us. You don't like our opinions or choices or the way we have fun or the way we dress or the music we like or literally anything about us. And while yes, all of this is true.
Only in the minds of those that are unable to think for themselves and believe everything that they're told on social media.
I would even take it a step further.
Naturally.
And say that I don't care about male loneliness because I didn't cause it.
No, just a lot of the women that happened to think in the same manner did.
Loneliness is a self-inflicted problem that men are not willing to actually try and address.
I wonder if they're going to generalize men anymore. I mean, is it actually possible that they could do so?
If you make yourself a horrible, unpleasant person to be around, people will not want to be around you. If your pastimes are making fun of women and everything they like and everything they do, there seems to be a pretty big correlation with women not wanting to spend time with you.
Here's an idea. Maybe they just don't want to spend time with certain women that act in certain ways.
And instead of actually looking internally and men being like, maybe I should address why I actually feel and talk and think this way about women, they flip the coin and blame women for the problem. Your loneliness is not our fault just because we don't want to spend time with somebody who obviously hates us.
Well, of course, it always has to be all of the men's fault all of the time. Because for some women, taking any kind of personal accountability or indeed responsibility would be way too much to ask.
Work on that, and you would be shocked how quickly this loneliness epidemic ends.
And if a person stops generalizing other people and actually opens up their minds to other possibilities, you'd be surprised what would happen. Haven't done one of these in a while, but you'll never guess what made the ick list.
I think it's an ick when a guy has abs in his like late 20s or 30s and he's not a professional athlete.
Yeah. Having abs for a guy after they've reached a certain age, unless they're in certain professions, is an ick now. I guess body shaming is all right in certain circumstances now.
Clearly, like, they're overcompensating for something that they have to have, like, 3% body fat.
I've found that quite often those individuals who are unhappy with themselves are often the first to say that others are compensating for something.
Unless you're making money from your abs, why the fuck do you have abs?
What exactly would be so difficult about allowing people to be happy with the bodies that they choose to have and worked very hard to get? Because those so-called icky abs that someone doesn't like, apparently, took those gentlemen long, hard hours to get and maintain. So I guess, really, they're just going to have to accept the fact that their opinions probably don't matter to those individuals whose abs they don't like. I saw a post today of a lady asking, where are the manly, masculine men? The type that would, even if they didn't know you, help and stop it, you'd change your tire. Well, where are they? Well, it's rather simple, actually. They're hiding. And who can blame them? Because for years, the loudest of another group of women, not the ones that actually appreciate masculinity, but another group entirely, have been saying that they don't need men. No, they can in fact do everything just as well, if not better than men, so they aren't needed. They don't need men to pay their bills because they have their own jobs. They're even, some of them, looking for ways to create life without the actual input of a male. But yeah, that's how much some of them don't want men. They are actually wanting to decenter. Yes, that's my favorite new phrase. Decenter men. From their lives entirely. So in regards to where are those masculine, manly men from yesteryear? They still exist. They're just hiding from the ones that don't want them around.
If you want a man to love you.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of women out there that are very interested in that subject.
Stop loving him.
Not starting out well, is it?
Love yourself?
Now that is at least partially correct, although in the context, I'm not sure how valuable of a sentiment that is. But a person should actually love themselves before they attempt to get into any kind of personal relationship.
Get what you can get out of that man. He will give it to you out of guilt for not loving you the way that you deserve to be loved. It is subconscious, it is subliminal.
So deception and emotional manipulation are the name of the game here, huh? Well, that's certainly a way to get someone to love you. Right.
Which is why you see all these men, rich men who've been married many times, millionaires who've been married many times, have no intention on marrying you, or have no intention on falling in love with you right away. So they're going to compensate you with money because they can't give you what you want. So they're going to give you the second best thing. Now, some women have said, if love, I just want money.
It's almost like there's a name for that. Could even be called a profession, the oldest one in the world. A person, in this case, a woman, that gives her time and attention just for money.
And I'm going to go ahead and tell you why men will always shrimp out when it comes to protecting or defending their women, even though they say that they are protectors and defenders of women.
Shrimp out? Well, at least that's a new one.
Most men will never like you, a woman, as much as they like other men. That's why they're always willing to bend over backwards and fold for another man.
All right, then. So, interesting insinuations there notwithstanding. Let's hear a little bit more.
Men are not protectors. Men are not defenders of women. Most men are shrimp that will fold under the pressure of the patriarchy.
Oh, the patriarchy was mentioned. That favorite buzzword of those individuals that try to find any reason to generalize the majority of men.
This is why I warn y'all against masculine men, because masculine men care more about the opinion of other men than they care about the opinion of their partner.
Fascinating. Yet, I wonder if there's a term for the type of woman that only seems concerned with gaining the good opinions and favors of other women at the expense of men. I wonder if there's a term for that.
What is it if you're out in public, right, and you see a girl, give them a little smile, why don't you just, like, start a conversation?
Quite frankly, one of the biggest reasons why a lot of men aren't even bothering to approach women anymore is because a lot of women out there have simply told them not to. It's as simple as that.
It's happened to me so many times, and I'm like, why are you guys not coming up to me? You obviously keep staring at me. We keep making eye contact, we keep giving each other a little smirky smile, so pull the trigger.
Because honestly, most of them don't know that you want them to approach. Just smiling at a guy does not mean it's an open invitation for them to approach you. If you really want the guy's attention and to know that he's actually welcome to talk to you, try talking to him first.
See, I wish I had the balls to go up to them and be like, hey.
And that would solve quite a lot of those problems, wouldn't it? But unfortunately, a lot of women lack the fortitude to be able to make the first move. Or they believe that it is the guy's role, traditionally, to make the first move. Either way, kind of stuck in an impasse, aren't we?
So, I'm never going to do the first move. So I'm wondering, why don't you guys ever do it?
Quite simply, it's because there's a group of women out there that's very vocal about expressing their opinions about how much they don't want men to approach women. And that's ruined dating for a lot of people.